going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That was Adam Peters yesterday, held his draft presser with Lance Newmark, and he was asked about, you know, when you have the quarterback position solved, how it sort of opens up the draft board for other positions. And yeah, it's a lot more comfortable to approach a draft when you know you have that position nailed down and you know you've got a team that has a chance to be good. That was Adam Peters yesterday. Look, overall, I didn't watch it. I was doing my podcast during his thing, but I will tell you that I read through the transcript and I talked to a few people. He's really good at not saying a whole lot, but I picked a couple of sound bites out to play because I've been talking a lot about last year's draft. You know, I think that's a big thing that we get wrapped up into the players that have played college football and look back on last year's draft and forget about the players that they took that didn't necessarily produce as rookies, but most rookies don't produce at a high level, but some of those players may end up being big-time producers in the future. We, you know, we've pointed out guys like Ben Sinnott, you know, Newton, McCaffrey, Jordan McGee, who was hurt, and we know that they liked Jordan McGee. He was asked about the expectations this season for some of last year's picks, Johnny Newton, Ben Sinnott, and Jordan McGee. Here's what he said.
John Keim, ESPN. Before we turn to this year, looking back at last year's class, because as Dan said, you know, guys take that year one to year two jump, and with only five picks, a lot of the improvement is going to come from that group. So I'm curious if you could talk about it, both you guys could talk about a couple guys in particular, about the expectations for this year, Jerzan, Ben Sinnott, and then Jordan McGee.
Yeah, those guys, it's cool that you asked about those three because all three of them have been here working in this building for quite some time. You know, even we just started today with the off-season program, but they've been working their tails off really for the last couple of months. I see them in here almost every day. So really excited about each of their future. You know, they're the right types of guys. They're the guys we want. They're commanders. Yeah. And so I think you'll see a big jump in each and every one of those guys play this year.
Yeah, I would echo that. They're three guys that are extremely dedicated to getting better. Like you said, they're commanders. They've worked really hard this offseason to improve, you know, physically, mentally, every part of the game. They want to be contributors next year, and they're doing everything they can to do that. So they're definitely wired the right way, and they've worked really hard to be in position to do that.
I love these guys. I love what they're doing in the front office. But for some of us, and I know it's more than just some of us, nails on a chalkboard to hear their commanders. I do think that last year's draft is going to produce at some point this coming season with somebody. You know, Luke McCaffrey, when he was on the field, was open more than he was thrown to. Jordan McGee, they loved. Ben Sinnott looked like Cooley, you know, coming out, you know, from Kansas State. And Johnny Newton was the best defensive player in the Big Ten at Illinois. And then, you know, had the injuries, had the foot, you know, issues. And look, they need better play along their defensive front. John didn't ask about Javonte Jean-Baptiste, but I've been told a couple of times by various people they actually think he's got a real chance. We'll see, as a D-end. But that's where maybe the contribution from young players comes from in 2025, is last year's draft. This was Adam Peters talking about potentially trading back in the draft.
We talked about this at the owner's meetings a little bit, and you really opened everything.
Not in the middle of it. Just
if the right moves up. If Abdul Carter falls to 27, I might want to try to move up two and get him. But I mean, if there's a great player that we want to sit and pick, we'll do that. But if there's an opportunity to move back, then we're certainly open to that too. You know, with five picks, like you said, that's something you'd like to do, is add picks. But you always have to have somebody who wants to come up too, and we'll find that out. We're making those calls this week, and we'll have an idea of who wants to come up, and if we want to do that, and we'll also have an idea of who wants to move back in the first round ahead of us, and so we'll know what we can do there.
Yeah, I don't think Abdul Carter is falling to 27 overall. But if a player like that fell enough, I'd have no problem if they got aggressive and went up to get him. But you'd have to wonder why a player of that caliber was falling. Look, they're gonna look to add more picks in this draft, because almost anybody you talk to says that essentially, you know, after the first few players in this draft, you know, the quarterback Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, that basically in Ashton Jeanty, really, that after that group, you know, you got like 50 to 60 players that are all, you know, kind of super close. So you'd rather have more swings at it than fewer swings at it. The idea being, at 29, are you going to get an outlier player? Are you going to get somebody that clearly has a much higher first round grade on him than a lot of the other players that might be there? So that'd be the best case for them tomorrow night, is to trade back and end up taking a swing at, you know, six players or maybe seven players in this draft rather than just five. There were a couple of other things he said. We'll play those things for you. Logan Paulson at 11:25. Stanford Steve from ESPN will jump on with us at noon. We'll talk draft with them. I've got my receivers, at least observations, that I'll share with you. Lots on the draft today. Kevin Sheehan showed the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.